Chapter 4. Mrs. Lynde. The next day, Marilla asked Anne to wash the dishes and clean the floors. She is a hard worker, Marilla thought. But sometimes she daydreams too much and forgets about her work. Anne felt worried.
Miss Cuthbert, she said after dinner, can I stay at Green Gables? Please tell me.
Matthew and I would like you to stay, said Marilla, but you must be a good girl. What's the matter, Anne?
I'm crying, but I'm not sad, said Anne. I'm surprised and happy. No, happy is not the right word. I am more than happy.
You cry and laugh too easily, said Marilla.
Can I call you Aunt Marilla?
Asked Anne. No, you can call me Marilla. You will start school here in September, said Marilla.
Marilla, will I have a best friend in Avonlea? I always wanted a best friend, said Anne.
Diana Barry lives near here. She is 11, too, and a very nice little girl. Maybe she will be your friend, answered Marilla.
Does Diana have red hair, too?
Asked Anne. She has black hair, said Marilla.
That's good. I hate my red hair, but I like black hair. And Marilla, I'm very happy to be Anne of Green Gables, said Anne.
Good, said Marilla. Now, go up to bed. 2 weeks later, Mrs. Lynde came to Green Gables.
I would like to meet your orphan, she said to Marilla. I heard about the mistake at the orphanage. Why did you keep the girl?
We like her, Rachel, said Marilla.
Suddenly, Anne ran into the kitchen in her short yellow dress from the orphanage. She was surprised to see Mrs. Lynde.
Well, she's not pretty, Marilla. She's too thin, and her hair is as red as carrots, said Mrs. Lynde.
Anne was very angry.
I hate you,
she shouted at Mrs. Lynde.
You called me ugly and thin. You're a terrible person.
Anne, said Marilla.
But Anne did not stop.
You made me feel very bad. I will never forgive you.
Anne, go to your room, said Marilla.
Anne started crying and ran out of the kitchen.
What a terrible child, said Mrs. Lynde angrily.
You weren't kind about her hair, Rachel, said Marilla. She was wrong to shout at you, but you were wrong too.
Mrs. Lynde stood up quickly.
Well, I will not come here again. That little girl has problems. She is too angry. Good evening, Marilla.
Mrs. Lynde left, and Marilla went to Anne's bedroom. Anne was on her bed. She could not stop crying.
Anne, it was terrible to shout at Mrs. Lynde, said Marilla.
She wasn't kind about your hair, but you were too angry. You must go to Mrs. Lynde and say sorry.
No, I can't do that. I'm not sorry, said Anne.
You must, Anne. You'll stay in your room until you do, said Marilla. Anne sat in her bedroom for 2 days. Marilla brought her food, but she did not eat anything. Matthew felt worried. At the end of the second day, he went to Anne's room.
Please come out of your room and say sorry, Anne, said Matthew.
Maybe I can do that for you, said Anne. I am sorry now. I was very angry all night, but I'm not now.
You're a good girl, said Matthew,
and he left quickly. Anne went down to the kitchen.
I'm sorry, Marilla,
Anne said quietly.
I was too angry. I'll say sorry to Mrs. Lynde.
Very good, said Marilla. Let's go to Mrs. Lynde's house now. They walked there together. Anne daydreamed and smiled a lot. Why is she happy about this? Marilla thought. Mrs. Lynde opened the door, and Anne was at her feet.
Mrs. Lynde, I am very sorry. Please forgive me. I will never shout at you again. You only said true things to me. I am too thin, and I have hair as red as the reddest carrots.
Mrs. Lynde was surprised.
Get up, child, she said. I can see you are sorry. Now go and play in the garden.
Anne went into the garden, and Mrs. Lynde turned to Marilla.
She is a strange girl, but maybe she is sweeter than I thought.
Did I say sorry well, Marilla?
Asked Anne on the walk home.
Yes, Anne, but you said sorry a bit too well, Marilla said with a little smile.